And they had a testimony that they gave through someone else. I'd like to hear from his own lips. Come on, Keith. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, we were, I hope I said as good as Darren did.
He primed the pump. Yes, he did.
No, it was really nice. Is this on?
Yeah.
It was an interesting scenario. The foundry manager at work was going in to have a procedure done. And I could tell he was nervous, but some things really came together. A few of you know that we have a pastor who works with us. Actually, he's from Assemblies of God, and he was there a couple days a week at work. And, it was on my heart. I was like, yeah, geez, we haven't really prayed for him. He's a cantor in his church. You know, so he believes in the Lord. It's more of a, he's not Greek. Ritualistic church, but he's a true believer in God. So what was kind of nice is it turned out that this Thursday, something happened and the pastor was coming in and Ed wasn't going to be there on Friday. And I said, oh, this is magical. I said, and it was that prompting you talk about is that it just worked out perfect. We pray for him. And as we sat down, you know, pastor and I shut the door and, we started even preface him, you know, talking to him. And I said to him, I said it basically like we were talking today, father, the son, and kids. You know, he's got three kids. So I said to him, I said, you know, Ed, we're going to talk to you today about, not about the things go well, that you'll be healed. I mean, that they're not going to find anything so that when you get that report from the doctor and he says nothing is wrong, and you can look up and know why, and that they found nothing. You'll know why. You know, you won't be surprised as to what it was. So I talked to him, and I just said, hey, you know, you got three kids, and if they're in front of you, you're all sick, which one are you going to heal? You know the obvious answer. He says, all of them. I said, well, let's pretend they go to the room, and you say to pray, and you can see them in each room. One kid is praying, right? The other one is listening to music, and the other one is just bad-mouthing you. I said, which one are you going to heal now? He says, all of them. I said, absolutely. He said, it's not the Lord's way for people to be sick. So then we went to 1 Peter. Read it to him, and he always said to Pastor Tembo, I said, Pastor Tembo, we're not praying for, you know, the doctor to have wisdom. We're praying for this. This is done right now. So
amen.
He said where the issue was. Something was either pressing up against his diaphragm or the heart. There was a valve that was closed in the back that was creating this pressure. So we spoke right to him. We laid his hand. Pastor Tembo had oil with him, so he had his handy oil. He went down to the car and got his oil, and we prayed right to that, and you know, it was interesting. I could feel him, you know, at this point, he was ready. That's the neat thing, too, because he'd been almost like prep for surgery. He was ready. He was open. Yeah, the Lord can
heal. Good point.
And we prayed for him, and I got such a kick because his wife called after it was all over and said they found nothing, you know. And you get so giddy then because...
The joy of the Lord, amen?
Yeah, not only because there was nothing, but you knew when I called even Pastor Tom, you knew what it was going to do to his faith, where he was going to go. That was the joy. And then, sure enough, we got back from Spain, and one day I went to work, and he was there. And that was the neat thing. He said, hey, you know, God really does heal. That was the thing that was the real joy. Because, again, it's not really that we did anything. We're just like instruments there. But to see him elevate his faith, that was exciting. That was really the neat thing that happened. So I don't know if I said it as good as you, but...
No, you got a few more things you left
out. I wanted the testimony to be said because it was really a neat thing. And there have been times that I've been prompted to pray, but this was time. It really all came together, and what a neat thing. And that doctor said they found nothing. And I just looked at Ed and said, Ed, what did you think when they said they found nothing? You know, he said, I just looked up. The other thing he said, and this is not good news, but in a way it is, you know, thank God, you know, he said, Keith, thanks so much because the guy after me had to go in for triple bypass. You know, that's not a good thing, but I mean, he saw what it did for him, so.
Amen. That was my